Hello, this is Dr. Abraham Goldberg dictating the master report on Jeremy Acevedo, date of birth 10/4/1997, date of procedure June 26, 2024, referring physician, leave blank. Physician is Dr. Evgeny Goldsberg. Procedure performed is esophageal gastroduodenoscopy with cold biopsy, polypectomy, comma, and cold biopsies, as well as colonoscopy with cold biopsies and cold smear polypectomy. Indication is nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, hematemesis. Description of procedure, informed consent of the pain period, possible complication of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reaction, as well as the possibility of missing lesions, such as malignancy or well-experienced patient. Patient's breath and anesthesia sleep, placed in a flatter position, sedated for anesthesia service with monitor anesthesia care. While lubricated, lymphocytic gastroscope is introduced to the esophagus of bed, surgery recommendations, the second portion of duodenum. Careful examination made of the duodenum bulb. Second portion of duodenum, stomach, G-junction, esophagus, or retroflex used to obtain the cardiac air resection from the stomach before duodenoscope. The patient is then turned around in left lateral position. The direct exam was performed. While the lubricated lymphocytic colonoscope is introduced in the rectum, and advanced direct vision to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the penicillar facilitic valve confluence of folds. Careful examination made of the cecum, lysical valve, ascending colon, hepatic flexure, transcolon, splenic flexure, descending colon, segment colon, the rectum. Retroflex is obtained in the rectum period. Boston Bob Prep scores greater than 7, comma 2, dash 3, dash 2, comma, prep. The patient had the procedure well without any complication findings. At upper anastasia, there was evidence of mild furrowing noted. In the esophagus, comma, biopsies are obtained in the proximal and mid-esophagus as well as in the distal esophagus for further evaluation for EOE. Next line, there was a esophageal polyp that was diminutive in size at 30 centimeters from the bite block that was removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, the Z-line was regular at 40 centimeters from the bite block. Next line, there was evidence of patchy gastric erythema. Comma, biopsies are obtained for further evaluation in histology and to rule out H. pylori. Next line, there were two gastric body ulcerations, force class 2C, that were approximately 8 to 10 millimeters in size and biopsied for further evaluation and histology. Next line. The duodenum appeared unremarkable to D2 portion. Common biopsies were obtained for further evaluation for celiac disease. Next line. At colonoscopy. Next line. Boston Bob Prep scores greater than 7, comma 2-3-2, comma good prep. Next line, the terminal and comma last 5 centimeters appeared unremarkable. Comma biopsies were obtained for further evaluation for diarrhea. Next line, random colon biopsies were obtained in the right and left colon for further evaluation for diarrhea and to rule out microscopic colitis. Next line, there was an approximately 10 millimeter ascending colon sessile polyp removed cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there was evidence of grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted on retroflexion that were non-bleeding and small. Next line, plan follow-up biopsy pathology. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years pending path. Next line, recommend PPI BID for 8 weeks, then daily following. Next line, recommend repeat endoscopy in 3 months for reevaluation of the gastric ulceration. Next line, recommend avoidance of NSAIDs. Comment anti-reflex questions are explained. Next line, follow up in offices previously scheduled. Thank you.